As always on a Saturday, we're joined by the one and only, the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp. Hi, Fevzi.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us as ever. Let's get straight into gadget of the week number one. Not so much a gadget, but a whole set of them by the looks of things.
Yeah, so this is a range of gadgets from a company called Roku. That's R-O-K-U. You may remember we mentioned one of their items in the previous week, which was the Roku Stream Bar, and we said it was a solution to two problems. The fact that TV sets have got really bad sound these days because they're so thin, the speakers are rubbish, but also that they provide streaming services, so they turn a dumb TV into a smart TV, so you can watch programs over the internet. And the benefit of the Roku ones was, if you recall, that it's agnostic. It's not pushing its own content. So if you get an Amazon Fire TV stick and put that in, then obviously they tend to promote their stuff, whereas an Apple box will tend to promote the Apple TV. Well, Roku isn't a content provider of its own, so it gives you pretty much everything, you know, that you could need. It allows you to access the Apple stuff and the Amazon stuff and, the BBC iPlayer and pretty much everything. It's an extremely wide range. But you may not need the sound element. You may already have a sound bar, or you may have, you know, surround sound, or be happy with the sound, but you might still want the streaming element. So for that, there are three Roku units in the range: the Roku Express, the Roku Premiere, and the Roku Streaming Stick. And what drew me to them today is that because these Black Friday sales are still going on, in some cases into next week, these are all on good deals. So the Express is normally £30. It's currently just a shade under 18. Similarly, the Premier can be had for just under 28 instead of 40, and the Streaming Stick can be had for 35 instead of 50. Mm-hmm. So those are, you know, worthwhile discounts, I think. I mean, the fact that you can turn a TV into a smart TV for less than £18, I think,
it's amazing.
Is a bargain.
I think the cost of buying a telly, yes.
Sure. So the differences between them, as you go up from the Express to the Premiere, you get the ability to stream 4K HDR TV. So 4K means four times as many dots on the screen. But that depends upon the service that you're watching being streamed in 4K. It doesn't turn it into 4K, only handles it if it's already there. And you have to have a suitably equipped television to handle the 4K. And HDR means high dynamic range. It means that the blacks are blacker and the whites are whiter, and therefore you can see more into the, you know, you get those dark scenes in a tunnel in Colditz or something, and you can't see what the hell's going on. So it's sort of designed to solve that problem. And then when you go up from the Premiere, which is, as I say, about £28, up to the £35 Streaming Stick, you get all the benefits of the earlier ones, but you get a better Wi-Fi standard as well, so a little bit faster and a little bit longer range. So if your TV set is kind of on the edge of your Wi-Fi, it might be worth considering that. Once again, it depends on having an up-to-date Wi-Fi router that will actually support that standard. So those are all, I think they're all good. I think they're those prices until the 2nd of December. You can get it on the Roku website, but I think other well-known retailers are matching the price. 4 stars out of 5.
Now, again, I've got to ask you, as I often do, why only 4 then, given that this transforms your old telly into a new super beast of a telly, and they cost hardly anything, really?
Because
you're a meanie.
Nothing is perfect. If I gave it 5... where would there be to go? How would they develop their product?
But you know full well, Mr. Turkup, you sometimes give 4.5, and you haven't on this occasion.
Yeah, I haven't. Okay. Why not? If you asked me another day, I could have given them 4.5. Well, yeah, no, I think 4 is fair. I think 4 is
okay,
fair.
Okay.
Look, you know, it's not Christmas yet. We don't need to get carried away.
Right. Yes. Now, talking about Black Friday and deals and things there, what should we bear in mind? I suppose what we should bear in mind before buying stuff like you talk about is what we should bear in mind before buying anything in a sale, really. But just underline a couple of the points for us.
Yeah. So there are lots of deal websites out there that are very addictive. I'm not going to name them because they're very addictive, but they basically are a list of everything that's on offer all over the internet. And that's the wrong way to start. The starting question shouldn't be what's on offer that I can buy. It should be what do I want, what do I need. So don't get swept away with the temptation of a bargain is number one.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not something that you need or would have purchased anyway, then when you buy it more cheaply, it's not a bargain. You know, when you buy something, you're not just giving your money and that resource, you're giving it space, your time to get it, your time to unpack it, your time to learn how to use it, the space in your house that it takes up, the time it takes to maintain it when it goes wrong and dust it and eventually dump it. I mean, that it's actually, you know, the buying is actually the easy bit of owning something. And, you know, just get the things that you really want so they don't clutter up your life. And ask yourself the question, how will this item make my life better? How will it improve things? Because if you can't get... If it is just, it will make me happy, that's fine, as long as you understand that's what it is, and if it really does make you happy for more than the first, you know, week of ownership. Mm-hmm. And then do your research on the particular items that are best for your needs. When an item comes up, if it's a real bargain, it tends not to hang around for very long. You know, they go out of stock and so forth. So that's not the time to do research into, oh, is that a good model? Is that a good price? You should be doing that research beforehand, and be aware that sometimes the most heavily discounted items are often discontinued or soon to be discontinued items where retailers and manufacturers want to clear their stock. And a good example of this, I'm not going to single out Apple particularly, they're not the only ones at this, but Apple have got a fairly meager offer on at the moment where you can get a sort of a gift card when you purchase certain items. But I noticed, if you wanted to work out every item that Apple's about to discontinue or supersede, you could do it from that list. Everything on there is about to get replaced, in my opinion. And actually, it's a good way of reverse engineering Apple's plans for the future, is see what they're discounting, because they're not the most generous when it comes to discounts. Make a list of the items that you want beforehand, and don't deviate from that list without a good reason. A good reason would be, well, the next one up in the range is actually cheaper on this occasion. That might be a good reason. Before pulling the trigger on the purchase, check for fake reviews. So you go onto Amazon or any of these other sites that have reviews. It's often very, you know, tempting. It looks like it's got average reviews of 4.8. Sometimes reviews are fake. Sometimes companies, dare I say it, pay other companies to write fake reviews. There is a website called reviewmeta.com. That's the word review, and it's followed by M for mother, ETA.com. What you do there is you just say it's an item on Amazon, you copy the link of the item, you paste it into reviewmeta.com. It analyzes, using artificial intelligence, what it thinks are the fake reviews, and it looks for certain telltale signs for fake reviews. And then it strips them out and it says, this percentage were stripped out as being suspect. This is now the average rating. And I saw recently a soundbar that was 4 point something, nearly 4.5, I think, average rating out of 5. 67% of the reviews were suspect. Once they were stripped out, it fell to about 3.4.
Fascinating, Fevzi.
But actually, if I saw that, I'd be kind of upset. Also, is the bargain price really a bargain? What was it sold for before?
Go
to camelcamelcamel.com, drop the link in.
Drop
the link in. So, for example, and one of the gadgets of the week we'll be talking about is a Withings watch. List price on that is $189.95. It's currently on sale at $126.95. Is that a good price? It sounds like a good price. Well, we look at the Camel Camel Camel, and we see that actually the average price was $174.17. So actually, that is a good price. It's not the lowest it's ever been, but it's only once been lower. So that would be a good deal, and you've done your research. When you're checking also price comparator websites, as you should, don't rely on Google. You know, when you put the product name in Google, it gives you price comparisons automatically. Be aware that whilst those price comparisons are real, the only ones included are the companies that have paid Google for the privilege of being included. So cheaper deals may not be included because those companies have not paid Google for the privilege. Final thing, if you know you want a particular item and it's due to discount at a particular time, say midnight, log on to the website if you intend to do that. Put the item in your basket. As it ticks past midnight, refresh the basket. Make sure that the price has come down suitably and complete the sale quickly whilst others are still faffing about entering their address details.
So much good information there. A lot of it would apply to buying anything, some of it a bit more specialist, but all of it absolutely worth hearing. Brilliant work there. On to gadget number two of the week from the gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkalp, and it's a multi-sport hybrid smartwatch this time.
Yeah, so it's probably worth explaining what I mean by a hybrid smartwatch. Yeah. A smartwatch is kind of, you know, ones that has got all the bells and whistles for fitness and so forth. A hybrid smartwatch is one that really just looks like a watch as well. This particular one's got hands on it, you know, like old school.
Not it real hands, like, though. Virtual hands, presumably.
No, real hands.
Real hands? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It's, okay. It's got, you know, an hour hand, a minute hand.
I thought you just kind of press the button to make it do the, you know, image.
It's got a little high-resolution screen in it. It's a small circle about the size of a, you know, paracetamol tablet, or a bit bigger than that, right in the sort of center of it. Mm-hmm. But it's a great watch. So it's from a company called Withings, and Withings is a French company that was for a short time part of Nokia Medical, but they didn't get on and they separated, and I think they've done better since they've separated. And they specialize in these sorts of connected health and fitness orientated devices, so things like smart scales, sleep mats that measure your sleep underneath, blood pressure monitors, all that sort of thing. So this is part of that range, and it all connects together via an app called HealthMate, which is, I think, one of the better ones on the market. Mm-hmm. So this is called the Steel HR Sport. It's a very stylish watch. It comes in two colors. My favorite is black with red accents. It's called the Steel because it's actually a steel case, which other smartwatch manufacturers charge you extra for. They give you soft aluminium as the entry level, and then make you pay £100+ extra for the steel finish. I like it for a number of reasons. In terms of the aesthetics, it's great. I actually have had compliments wearing it as a watch, and people didn't even realize it was a smartwatch. And it has a number of benefits. So what does it do? It does, it tells the time, does heart rate tracking both during the day, and it tracks your heart rate overnight. Mm. It works out what's called your V02 max level, and that is an indication of your cardiovascular capacity. So when you're doing cardiovascular exercise, you might, for example, want to do 80% of your maximum capacity. You don't want to overdo it and do yourself an injury or worse, but at the same time you need to pump enough. So this gives you the information you need to know how far you need to go. Water resistant to 50 meters. It does sleep tracking, so it gives you a sleep score in the morning based on how much sleep you got, whether it was light sleep or deep sleep cycles, whether there were interruptions, the depth of the sleep and the regularity of the sleep. So you get a rating. Now, other watches do that, but the problem with other watches is you get maybe a day of charge before you have to recharge it. So if you're using your smartwatch during the day and then you're using it to track your sleep at night, when are you charging your watch? It's become a problem. This thing goes for between 25 days to a month without a charge.
Very good.
So
very good.
So that's excellent. Now, and as I say, the list price on this is $189.95. I saw a deal from a well-known website named after a South American river, currently £126.95.
Beginning with A.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. tall women. It, as I say, when we check it out on camelcamelcamel.com, we see that the highest it's been is the list price, $189.95. The lowest it's been is $101.71, but that was on one day in July last year and not since then. And this is, I think, pretty much the second lowest price it's been. So we see the history. We know that on average it sold for £174-odd. So we know that's a genuine bargain, and that's the sort of research that we should be doing.
Right.
And it, you know, frankly, I think it's fantastic. I'm really happy with that. It's not often that I have a piece of high techery about me that people comment on.
And it's not
aesthetics.
Often he gives 4.5 stars, but he has on this occasion.
Apparently, yeah. And just think of other smartwatches, and I won't mention the brands, but they kind of look a bit like small tablets with a strap attached to them.
They're
still very sort of like a lozenge on your wrist, like a fat lozenge on your wrist. But this thing looks like a svelte watch.
We are convinced.
And I love it for that.
Thank you, Fevzy. That was the Gadget Detective. He'll be back next Saturday.